I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews, and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Kia ora, and welcome to R1 News at 1. I'm Jonah.
And I'm Charlie.
And we'll go straight into the headlines of the day.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News for Thursday, 18th of July. I'm Jonah.
And I'm Charlie. In New Zealand news, the New Zealand Defence Force has confirmed rumours that they will begin to invite expressions of interest and voluntary redundancy from its civilian workforce, One News reports. The New Zealand Defence Force has begun a process that allows for a rapid reprioritisation of its budget to keep ships, aircraft, equipment and personnel ready to respond where needed. According to New Zealand Defence Force, operating costs have grown across the board, causing a, quote, largely uncontrollable budget shortfall of more than $130 million. In a statement, the New Zealand Defence Force said, quote, alongside voluntary redundancy options, the New Zealand Defence Force will also consider other cost-saving measures, which could include managing leave liability down, restricting civilian recruitment to essential positions only, converting contractors to employees where it financially makes sense, and disestablishing some vacant positions, unquote. In addition, there is also no funding that would allow for remuneration increases for staff or health practitioners, quote. There will also be no base salary increases for the unified workforce. However, the budget in May did provide $163 million of additional funding to improve the remuneration of uniformed personnel through increases in military factor pay and allowances. The New Zealand Defence Force has stated that it has met with all the unions, with which around a third of the civilian staff are a part of, to ensure that they have a full understanding of the New Zealand Defence Force's position.
Former Prime Minister Helen Clark and her old political rival, former National Leader Don Brash, issued a joint statement last Tuesday criticising a, quote, radical change in New Zealand's foreign policy undertaken by current Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, RNZ reports. The joint statement came in response to comments made by Luxon in an interview with the Financial Times last week. In the interview, Luxon stated that New Zealand was very open to joining AUKUS Pillar 2, a defence partnership with the US, UK and Australia. He also said that the New Zealand Defence Force was a force multiplier for Australia and the US and other partners. In an interview with RNZ, Clark said these statements constitute a, quote, hard reset in New Zealand's foreign policy. Clark and Brash, who faced off in the 2005 election, said that, quote, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to maintain a cordial relationship with China if the government continues to align its positioning with that of the United States. They accused the Prime Minister of, quote, jeopardizing New Zealand's independent foreign policy and economic security, as China is New Zealand's largest trading partner. The pair said that there was no hint of such a shift in policies in National's election campaign last year. Acting Prime Minister David Seymour responded to the statement by saying that New Zealand's policy had not changed since the previous Labour government. He accused Brash and Clark of being, quote, curiously amoral on the issue due to China's, quote, patchy history on human rights.
Migrant school leavers to be given more work rights, Corazon Miller of One News reports. Migrant school leavers who have been stuck in limbo as they wait for their parents' residency applications to be approved are now going to be given the chance to work. Today, Immigration Minister Erica Stanford announced a change in policy that will increase the access to part-time work rights for many migrants once they've left high school. Until now, the majority of these migrants have been unable to work, and unless they have had the funds to pay international student fees, they've also been unable to access tertiary education in New Zealand. Stanford said, quote, this is a critical time in any young person's life. I saw in opposition far too many young people with mental health problems because they were stuck at home. It was one of my priorities to make this change. To be eligible to apply for the right to work, the young migrant must have left school and be either an application on an already lodged skilled residency visa or a dependent child residency visa. If aged 17 at the time, they must have finished high school. Otherwise, they must be aged 18 to 24. This would allow them to work up to 20 hours a week during the school year and up to 40 hours a week over the school holidays. Stanford estimates up to 900 school leavers could be affected, but it's a, quote, enduring issue that could grow.
In international news, Donald Trump has selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate in his 2024 election campaign, the Financial Times reports. On Tuesday, Trump made the announcement at the Republican National Convention, just 2 days after a gunman attempted to assassinate the former president at a rally. J.D. Vance, a 39-year-old who was elected to Senate for the first time just 2 years ago, will become vice president should Trump win this year's election. Vance, a previous staunch critic of Trump who once called the former president an idiot, is now one of his most ardent supporters. In an interview with Fox News on Monday night, Vance said his criticisms were a mistake and wrong. Vance came to national prominence in 2016 with the publication of his best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, documenting his upbringing among rural poverty and substance abuse in white, working-class America. His background is seen as an advantage for gaining votes in the industrial Midwest. Trump wrote in a social media post that Vance would be, quote, strongly focused on the people he fought so brilliant for, the American workers and farmers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and far beyond. Current president and Democratic running partner Joe Biden issued a call for donations to his campaign and called Vance a, quote, clone of Trump on the issues.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Thursday, 18th of July. Today's bulletin was written by Charlie Cunningham and Jonah Broughton and read to you by Charlie Cunningham and Jonah Broughton.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
Thank you very much for listening to R1 News this afternoon. Up next for you, we've got Stubbies by Fowler.
That was Fowler with Stubbies. And next up for you, I've got our weather report.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
The weather for today is mostly sunny, a little bit cold. The high is 11 degrees, the low is 6 degrees, and it's going to be pretty much the same tomorrow, just cloudy. This has been the weather report on R1 News.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
Next up for you, we've got Tim Finn, and following that, Marlon's Dreaming and Te Kahu. Keep it locked to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. This is the R1 News at 1.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily, wherever you get your podcasts. Or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1. Thank you once again for tuning in. We'll finish off today's installment with some breaking news. President Joe Biden has COVID. He's just tested positive and has had to cancel some events. So hopefully he hangs in there. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jonah Broughton.
And I'm Charlie Cunningham, and we are your Thursday hosts, so catch us here every Thursday at 1 p.m.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.